The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will also do. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Jesus only seeks to do the will of the Father. His entire life is geared towards this end. He came into this will under obedience to the Father's will. He lived his life under obedience to the Father's will. He suffered and died under obedience to the Father's will. It's this desire to do the will of the Father, to be obedient to him in all things, this is a model for each of us today. Maybe we notice throughout our days that there's oftentimes these little promptings to do some sort of good. Maybe we see trash on the sidewalk and there's like, hey, maybe I should pick that up. Or maybe we pass by some beggar on the street asking for food and we're like, hey, I should give them food. Or maybe we see a friend in anguish over the loss of a loved one, and we're moved to try and comfort them. These little promptings appear to us throughout our lives, throughout our days. These are the promptings from God. It clues us into the will of the Father. And it can be hard to actually hear these promptings. Just like being good at a sport takes time to develop. Just like muscle memory takes time to develop, just like a strong prayer life takes time to develop, so too does it take time to develop an awareness of God's will in our life. Where is he directing us? Where does he desire us to go? The more we ignore those little promptings, the more we ignore the will of God, the harder it is to hear. But the more that we try to follow it in each and every moment of our day, the easier and clearer the voice of the Father becomes. My brothers and sisters, the Father is constantly telling us his will. Do we have the proper disposition to hear it? And what's more, do we have the proper attitude to respond to it and be obedient to the Father's will?